da di da di da 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 di da. What do you hear over the air? CQ serenade. So you don't know just what it means. Dust your shoes off, shake out your jeans. Get on your feet, jump to the beat of CQ serenade.
It's 1858 Eastern. This is KCGRMO. And do we have any emergency traffic for the net this time? Not hearing anything, we'll proceed. This is KC2RMO, Gary, the assistant net manager standing in for Kathy K6SUN, Southcar's net manager, who has to work tonight until later in the night. Kathy was instrumental in helping to prepare for tonight's TIN. This is Southcar's, the South Coast Amateur Radio Service. This net is conducted under the guidelines of the Southcar's organization and further follows the rules outlined in FCC Part 97 and Good Amateur Practice. This Southcar server is supplied by the Great Lakes Reflector System provided by KB8ZGL, and all contacts and requests for information will be handled through the net control. When contact with another station is made, please move off the system and establish your contact direct so the net may continue. In fairness to all, short-time stations will not be recognized as such. All stations will be worked in the order in which they checked in. We'll pause for 7 seconds. Information regarding our HF operation may be found at the southcars.com website and for our digital operation at voip.southcars.com. This is the monthly Thursday Informational Net Open Forum, or TIN for short. This net is conducted to provide information pursuant to amateur-related subjects and or areas of general interest for those participating. All are encouraged to participate and ask questions of our guest speaker or speakers. Now, let me advise that all stations connected you will be recorded, that we are recording this net, and it will be posted on the voip.southcars.com website podcast page for a very long, long time. Hopefully, as long as KY6V's age. All stations participating will definitely be a part of that recording. Now, prior to starting, I'd like to ask, I did ask before, I'll ask again, is there any emergency traffic for this net? And again, nothing heard, we're clear. The net control for this station is NO70 George, who's located in Nottingham, Maryland. The backup net control station is Chief W4RFJ Roger in Ridley Park, Pennsylvania. Now, do we have anybody celebrating their birthday or anniversary this week? Nobody. There must be somebody that's having a birthday or anniversary this week.
KC2 Tango Hotel Oscar. I don't think I'm trans.
THL, are you celebrating a birthday or anniversary this week? Well, we had Tom in there, and I'm not sure what he's celebrating, but is anybody else celebrating a happy birthday this week?
It's KC2THO. I'm finally transmitting it. My wife and I are celebrating our anniversary. Back to you. Go ahead.
Hey, Tom, that's great. How many years?
I'm afraid to tell you. 6-4.
Mama mia. 64 years. You give a round of applause for that one. That's very, very good. Well, congratulations and a very, very happy anniversary to you.
Thank you for that. Now I'm ready to roll. I've never done a roast before, only in the oven or on a grill, so let's see how it goes.
Well, good luck. Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot, Tom. And anybody else out there, anybody having a birthday this week?
6, Victor. Do I really have to admit it?
Yes, you do. It's right there in the South Cars bylaws. Why, Gordon, are you having a birthday this week?
No, it must be another Gordon. I gave up having birthdays a long time ago, but I guess I have to look at this one. Those around me are telling me that I finally made it. Gary, I am older than dirt. And I also want to tell you that on the 5th of January, we celebrated Southcar's VOIP 9th birthday. So we're starting into our 10th year of operation. It started on January 5th of 2008, so a lot of hangar stories and a lot of water under the bridge. Thanks, Gary, KY6V.
Oh, Gordon, thank you. And we're going to be talking a little bit about South Cars celebrating its South Cars VoIP celebrating its birthday, as well as you celebrating yours. We're going to say happy birthday to you right now for 80 years, and also to your beloved South Cars organization. It's easy for me to say, for its 9th year. Now, we've decided the best present we could give you is a verbal roast of you and South Cars. Dean Martin has nothing on us at South Cars, after all. Since this TIN's program idea and birth was the making of George, N070, Kathy, K6SUN, our VoIP net manager, appointed him producer and narrator. Now, he will be the net control station for tonight, backed up by W4RFJ. Let me pause for 7 seconds. And speaking of the chief, let's make sure that you're on board for a special South Cars evening wake-up call. Chief, are you there?
I'm standing by on watch, ready and willing and able. Over.
That's what we like to hear. Now, Gordon was so busy physically preparing for tonight's roast by climbing the ropes of the South Cars yacht that the chief almost lost his voice yelling at Gordon to come down from up there and leave the climbing to KW4LCB. Now, the good news is that the chief is ready, after all, to give that special evening wake-up call to South Cars. So, chief, if you're prime, are you ready for the wake-up call? W4RFJ, this is KC2RMO.
KC2RMO, this is W4RFJ. Request permission to call the captain. Over.
W4RFJ, permission is granted.
Thank you, Gary. KY6V, this is W4RFJ. Captain, the officer of the deck sends his respects and reports the approaching hour of the TIN net and or your roast. Request permission to sound wake-up call on time. By the way, all chronometers have been wound and compared. This is W4RFJ.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Chief. You know, and one of the guys that I respect very highly is Captain Picard from the Enterprise. And you know, his favorite saying was, make it so. Thank you, Chief, and go ahead.
Okay, Captain, we'll make it so. And by the way, Alpha Centauri has approached me with some legal paperwork requiring me to mention to everybody to stand by for heavy rolls. Let me take a 7-second reset. Hello, South Cars! It's time to rise and make no mistake. Caffeine is required for this debate. The man of the hour, our well-known captain, is here to be roasted, so let's make it happen. His deep thoughts transcend us. He makes no mistakes, especially when ant speed and lizards relate. So pull up a chair and put on a smile. Join us to roast KY6V for a while. Back to net control. This is W4RFJ.
Well, I think we... We're all woken up now, including the folks on Alpha Centauri. They were asking us to make every effort to limit your roast when you do get the chance to step up to the mic and roast Gordon. It is a 5-minute recommendation on the roasting and a 2.5-minute timeout, not the 3, okay, and give a full 7 seconds for each reset. So we can all keep it together. Now, did the Alpha Centauri wake up for this roast of Gordon, who is older than Noah's boat? I guess so. Alpha Centauri is complaining it took 80 years in their time, 80 milliseconds of our time, as calculated by Gordon, before they heard the wake-up call. Alpha Centauri is mad at that delay in the wake-up call and almost made them miss this roast. Roger, what do you think about that?
I'm sitting here recovering because, you know, that takes a lot of energy, and it just threw me off on the script. So let me also say that except for NC, did you already say that? Boy, I'm all messed up. Except for NCS timeouts, except for the NCS, which is the net control station, timeouts may require that the net move to the next station in line. Stations will be invited again after all speakers have had a chance to add or finish their remarks. In other words, Gordon's Purple Crystal Award is especially active and effective tonight. Gary, did Alpha Centauri wake up for this roast of Gordon? And I guess I didn't get that before you did yours. So anyway, back to you, Jerry, now that I've blown it.
Alpha Centauri did wake up. It's... So all is well. Gordon, now that we have heard the wake-up call, how would you like your coffee tonight? How about a dark roast for a change, along with an extra slice of Kathy's birthday cake?
Well, KY6V here, isn't that a nice offer? I'll tell you what, Gary, and everybody listening, I'm a very tolerant person. I can tolerate just about anything. And if I don't like it, you know, I'll simply say that I do like it. So carry on, and I'll take what you dish out, Gary. KY6V, over.
Well, I expect the rotisserie is in overdrive tonight here, sir. So since you ask, we have an especially robust dark roast of not for you, but of you tonight. Now, we'll have a verbal roast highlighting all the combustible roast material N1 SEZ identified as you having accumulated in 80 years and 10 years in Southgars. Now, you have some very good friends waiting to speak. First, though I understand Chief W4RFJ has some lawyer-recommended wording before we continue. Chief, what do you have to say?
Well, leave it to George to make me read the fine print. I can't hardly read my own handwriting. But just a few disclaimers before we get started. The opinions and comments presented tonight are not necessarily held by the Southcars organization, its board of directors, volunteers, or participants. I do have some important third-party informal traffic for the net from KY6V. Gordon says that the Southcars attorneys and his own attorney are present tonight. NO70 hasn't been able to find them, though behind the stack of money that it took Gordon to part with to get them here, though. I guess I have to reset for 7 seconds. We have a very long list of contributors to this evening's roast of Gordon. Please, everybody, please be patient with us as we work to give everyone a fair chance to speak. With that, I'll turn it back to you, Gary. Thank you very much for recovering my often hilarious mess-ups. KC2RMO from W4RFJ.
Hey, thank you, sir, for the legal take on the thing. And it is my understanding they are licensed in some states. So, you know, the best the green stamps could buy. The order for check-ins to roast Gordon tonight was established prior to net time by responses to the invitation sent by email. Now, we're going to do the reservations in two phases. First phase is the Southcar founding team members. Next, those without prior reservations will be invited to speak later in the net. Please be patient as we work to give everyone a chance to speak. Now, here's a list of speakers who sent in their reservations for tonight. We'll get to that right after a pause for the cause. First, the Southcars VoIP members of the founding team. That's WD5KAE Bill and WA4HWN Ron, the founding members of Southcars VoIP. You are checked in. Next, the Southcars VoIP senior managers. K6SUN Kathy, our net manager, and then me, KC2RMO Gary, the assistant net manager, are checked in and will be called as the duties make us available. Also, a Southcars VoIP special guest, W4FJE Mark, as the database manager for HF. You are checked in, and we're very pleased to have you as a special guest for tonight's VoIPnet. Now, the remaining stations with a prior reservation to speak are W4RFJ Chief Board Member, NCS, and backup for this evening. KW4LCB George, Board Member, and one who's been with us from the beginning. N1SEZ Paul, Board Member, NCS, who has the ability to enter a phone booth and change his call sign. It will change the rest in just 7 seconds. And back as our list continues, K2HA Fred, RAG2 Station Manager, and South Car's Living Room Architect, that's a section manager rather, UA3QGN Slav, SSIN Section Manager. Now, due to the hour, he may or may not be here, although we did hear him at the beginning, and it sounded like he's going to be hanging in, so that's great. Welcome aboard, Slav. VE3MEW Bill, NCS and South Car's VoIP course instructor. Also, we have VO1UKZ Daryl, NCS, and frequent TIN narrator and host. N4FTD Paul. He's been supportive of South Car's VoIP from the beginning and provides much-needed website support in areas of training and class archives. And KD0CDQ Mike, Outreach Class Chairman since the start in 2010. Now tonight, N07070 is the producer, narrator, ringmaster, and chief floor sweeper for tonight's roast. N070, are you ready to take this list of distinguished and extremely accomplished individuals waiting to ignite Gordon's 80 years of living into a massive roast bonfire?
KC2RMO and the South Car's TIN Net tonight, and our distinguished birthday people, South Car's organization, and of course KY6V. This is NO70. Thank you, Gary. I am honored to be invited to be the narrator after knowing Gordon for such a short time compared to all of his friends gathered here who have known him much longer. That's why I get to be the chief floor sweeper. My backup today is W4RFJ. Now, he's also there because if I start laughing too hard to continue, then Chief will have to take over for a while I get my breath back, or if I have to return from the little room down the hallway that was installed especially for the convenience of this roast member's use as we listen to each elderly participant's finely roasted remarks as we all scramble for the bathroom from laughing too hard. Now, Gary, Chief, and the Net, first, I wish to thank for tonight, with all of the prep work here, the South Car's Directorate of Mentally Bored Individual Directors. Wait a minute. That's not right. I wish to thank the individual members of the South Car's Board of Directors for their patience and their sense of humor to allow this roast of KY6P's 80th birthday. Now, Gordon has turned 80. Also, the South Car's organization that he and WD5KAE Bill and WA4HWN Ron worked so hard to establish is now entering its ninth year. And Mark W4FJE is here as a special guest for his substantial contributions to VoIP South Car's. And, of course, I do want to repeat that our net manager, Kathy K6SUN, and assistant net manager, Gary KC2RMO, are among our distinguished company here tonight. Now, everyone on the net, until today, any of you may not have heard, to my knowledge, Gordon's innermost feelings about turning 80 and about South Car's entering its 10th year. So if you'll give me a moment to prepare an audio file, let's hear Gordon's thoughts about getting old that were revealed just yesterday, or day before yesterday, or a couple of days ago, in conversation with Australia. So please stand by for third-party audio traffic for the net. This is NO70.
I like that. I'm going to have to remember the way that you put that. You know, you get up at 80, then you start rolling down the hill like a dirty snowball. And then when you get to the bottom, you go splice. I'll remember that one, Ken. If you don't mind, I'm going to go get back on my email problem before I get buried here. VK6, Charlie Oscar, KY6V, over.
Yeah, Roger Gordon.
This is NO70. So now we know about Gordon's true feelings about turning 80. Later tonight, we'll hear Gordon's views on fishing that were caught when he and another member of the board, KW4LCD, George, were talking. Now, before we proceed, maybe I better check to make sure that Gordon has not slid off of the South Car's Windjammer yacht's ropes. So, Gordon, are you ready to copy some additional well wishes here? KY6V from NO70, over.
Yes, sir. You know, I didn't know that you were recording that when I was talking with Ken. Shame on you. Go right ahead, sir. KY6V.
I stand guilty as charged. Okay. Now, I should explain here that Gordon just skipped right over Sunday because he gets the chance to fire the first salvo here. Let me back up here. I will say that sometimes Gordon is not sure how to decode my evening rag shoe puzzles or who I'm really talking to, so I'm working to learn my lessons here. And Gordon had mentioned that to me earlier, so I deserve that. So the first salvo goes to Gordon. So, Gordon, I concede that first salvo. KY6VNO70, over.
Yeah, but I'll tell you what. Thank you for that, George. I've got the bucket empty here at the moment. Just go ahead and fill it up. KY6V, over.
Well, thank you, Gordon. Okay. KY6V and the South Park TIN, this is NO70. All right, we're entering now phase one of our roast of Gordon tonight with check-ins. And first on our list tonight is WD5KAE Bill, who is a founding member of South Car's VOIP. So you know he has to be aware of how long Gordon has been around the South Car's net. So, Bill, how long have you known Gordon? And do you really want us to believe that you are old enough to know him and been with South Car's for that long, Bill? So please come aboard if you're here. WD5KAE from NO70. Over to you. All right, I did not see him in the list, and something may have come up there, so we'll proceed on. Next on our list is WA4HWN, Ron, who is also on the founding team of South Cars. And let's see, I don't know if you might be behind a link or not. So, Ron, are you here tonight? WA4HWN, NO70, over to you.
Man, am I here tonight. Holy cow. Unbelievable. Gordon, 80 years old. Young, 80 years young. Let's make that young. Unbelievable. Anyway, son of a gun, I'll tell you what. I know Gordon is really over the hill now as his back goes out far more than he does. But, you know, he's still doing good. He's doing good. I've known Gordon half of my life. And slightly more than half of his life. 41 years, we've known one another. I met Gordon in 1976. And I'll tell you what, our life was never the same after that. There's probably a lot of things that, let me buy some time here. Probably a lot of things that many of you people, if not all of you people, don't know that he is a man of many talents. Most people know that he's a broadcast engineer. Most people know that he is a connoisseur of the Internet and of VoIP, etc. But did you know that he is really a caregiver? He is. And I'll tell you why. I met Gordon, and shortly after I met him, our daughter had to go into Children's Hospital and had some serious surgery. My wife decided she needed to be with her at the hospital. Gordon nicely invited me into his home underneath the Channel 6 tower. So I slept at night on my back looking up 1,800 feet into the air. And I'll tell you what, that was an experience. But You'll never know what he tried to do. He tried to get me to go up that tower. Hold on. We're going to get some time. Never having been one to be off the ground comfortable up, except in an airplane, I absolutely refused. And I stood there looking up at that tower, and I'll tell you what, if any of you ever looked up at a tower that's 1,800, 2,000 feet up in the air and the clouds go by, you swear that tower has fallen over on you. It's an optical illusion, and I was swearing it was going to do it. He says, you're going up in an elevator. And I says, but there's a cage around that elevator. Oh, yeah, you can't fall out of there. And I says, that's what you think. I'll do it. So I never did go up that tower. But yeah, be that as it may, he was kind enough to put up with me and all the time that my wife was at the hospital with our daughter. So I've got that memory. And you know what? The roast is supposed to be insulting. But I'm not much of one into that. But I can't do too much without having at least one. Gordon, may your mouse gain control of your computer, and just as you are almost about to click on that link you so sorely desire, it clicks on a Geritol ad instead. Buying some time. Anyway, after determining that Gordon can leap tall towers in a single bound, and that I spent some time under that Channel 6 tower, we really got to be pretty good friends in spite of everything. And he would bounce over to Naples, which is where I lived at that time, and he attended barbershop shows with me. I sang in a little bit, and he loved to hit those shows. And I did a little acting, and he was there. He became a critic of the theater. He became a critic of barbershop singing. He entertained us with his guitar, and of all things, you won't believe it, folks, he is a ballroom dancer. Yes, indeed. We spent many a weekend ballroom dancing all around Naples, and we had a lot of fun. So there you go. Now, the one last thing I wanted to bring up, buying a little time. I was trustee of the 6-7 repeater, 14667 in Naples for some 19 years. And Gordon was always there with his spectrum analyzer from Channel 6. And he spent many an hour with me nursing those things up on the weekends. But unbeknownst to a lot of people, he obviously caused a problem because every time, when he went back to Miami, every time the repeater would key up in Naples, Channel 6 went off the air to all the cable customers. And the cable company said it had to be Gordon and a spectrum analyzer. And we maintained, to the contrary. And we finally won. They had a leaky cable and they had to sell it. But anyway, be that as it may, Gordon and was instrumental in getting our Channel 6 knocked off the air in North Naples in hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of homes. Be that as it may also, we love him. I say we because buying some time. My wife does too. We've spent many, many, many happy hours together. And Gordon, seriously, this makes my day. And bless your heart. I just want to say a many, many happy one to you and a many, many more, my friend. And I'll tell you what, I wouldn't give $1 million for all of the escapades that we got into together. And it's been a real ball. I wish we were closer to you now, distance-wise. You take care. Have a good one. God bless. WA4HWN, Dothan, Alabama, off. And carry on there, net control.
WA4HWN, NO70. Ron, that was an amazing statement, I believe, of our fondness and love of Gordon as well. Now, Gordon, I have to confess, I failed to ask you a question earlier. Do you want to hold your responses back till everyone's spoken, or do you shall I open the window for you to speak to Ron here? What's your pleasure, sir? KY6V, NO70, over to you.
Well, I think it should probably wait to the end, but I want to thank Ron for being the gentleman's gentleman that he is. Ron, you know, I was sitting back I don't know if it was yesterday or day before, trying to figure out how long we've known each other. And I was guessing, you said 1976, I was guessing 1975 when we first met there in Miami. But at any rate, we're pretty close, and it's been a long, long time. And it's been my honor, Tiger. So at any rate, you're finding out some things about me, George, that you're probably going to run up my my hairline for the next couple of months, knowing you. KY6V, back to net.
KY6V in the South Park CIN net, NO70. Gordon, you know me too well. Yeah, and let me apologize in advance to everyone on the net here as well. Oh, I did kind of drop the hint earlier that I thought it was important that we have some keepsakes for posterity from some of our senior elmers and people and so forth. So all I can do is beg for some understanding here under the circumstances. it's kind of hard to have material without any material. So thanks, Gordon. We'll come back to you at the end of the other check-ins here as well. All right, so next on our list here is KC2RMO, the assistant net manager for Vort South Cars. And Gary, I want to invite you to share your thoughts and your roast or your comments about South Cars' anniversary and Gordon's 80th birthday. KC2RMO from NO70, over to you.
Well, good evening, ladies and germs, and hello there, everybody. This is KC2RMO, making the scene without a spleen on this most auspicious occasion to pay homage to one of the giants in our application. Indeed, our very own KY6V has proven to be one of the premier figures in the fields of electronic engineering, amateur radio, and commercial broadcasting. Here, during the celebration of his 80th birthday, it's only right that we reflect upon this great man. Now, the first thing that one recognizes is that with all these lofty attributes, Gordon remains as humble and approachable as any human being can be. I'll never forget how flattered I was when he gave me permission to call him Your Eminence and to kiss his ring. I'll be back in 7 seconds. But as the old adage goes, you never really know a person until you've walked a mile in their shoes. You have to look at the little things along with the big to see what makes our Gordon tick. Now take his ham shack, everybody, please. I've been to Gordon's ham shack, and it's impressive. I mean, how often do you get to see a spark gap transmitter? And you should just see him work that thing. Every day he fires it up, and I just don't have the heart to tell him. The Titanic sank. Gordon has been in amateur radio a long time. Yeah, it's true. I saw his license on the wall. It looked like the date was in Roman numerals. And then I looked a little closer. Those were hieroglyphics. You look around in there, he's got signed birthday cards from Marconi and Tesla. Now, Gordon hails from Hawaii, of course, and he's been known to throw occasional backyard luaus, wearing a grass skirt and sporting a bone in his hair, playing music from his native land. Now, oft times you'll hear him rocking out to his favorite Don Ho tunes. The only guy I know who has a ukulele with a humbucker. I'll take a 7-second pause and I'll tell you more. During these times, when he's rocking out, he uses his name from the days on the Big Island, Kolokona, which loosely translated means, I just sat in some poi. Now, the locals just love it when he launches his outrigger in the canal and waves to them while singing Tiny Bubbles. It's a great show. You got to see it. Gordon comes from a family steeped in the amateur radio tradition, learning his formidable skills with a key from his father. Gordon can send so fast that the only thing faster is telepathy. Considering that only 3 people on the planet are capable of copying Gordon, it's understandable that he has a lot of QSOs with the amazing Kreskin. Who needs radio? But there are more facets to Gordon. Now, we all know that Gordon was with CBS for many years. Folks don't know was the C in CBS stood for Cretaceous. Gordon's reached a milestone, his 80th birthday. For his 80th, Gordon thought he'd get a tattoo. He figured he should get something appropriate. It was his name and address. Let me just take a quick pause here for 7 seconds. I need a laugh track or a rim shot or something. Gordon has been around for a while. As a matter of fact, when God said, "Let there be light," Gordon threw the switch. Always the engineer. Now at 80, Gordon has had some interesting things happen to him. Yeah, we need an audience. Gordon's had some interesting things happen to him. For instance, he was taking a nap on the couch one day when one of those infamous Florida lightning storms came up. He woke up screaming, "I'll buy the negatives!" All great people have their peccadilloes, and Gordon's no exception. He paid the fine, and he told the judge he won't do that anymore. But in spite of these little idiosyncrasies, he has a good woman standing by him, Kathy. Poor Kathy. Always trying to keep him in line. For instance, she tries to get him to eat healthy. Now, I've been out to dinner with Gordon, and really, he eats anything he wants. He says he stays away from natural foods, though. At his age, he needs all the preservatives he can get. And that's good. I got a one-person audience. This is good. And finally, let's not forget that Gordon was instrumental in the founding of South Cars VoIP. I don't know where the inspiration for merging amateur radio with the Internet came from, but I think it was that radio with pictures thing he was always talking about. We'd buy a nickel. Well, Gordon, I want to tell you one more thing about that radio with pictures thing. They're talking about color. Always an innovator, always the teacher, and always ready to lend a hand. That's Gordon. It's a rare individual indeed that is treated with as much love and respect as our very own KY6V. It's been a distinct honor and a privilege to know him, and an even greater honor to call him friend. Happy birthday, Colacona, and many, many more. Back to the net, this is KC2RMO.
KC2RMO and the South Cars TIN roast net tonight of South Cars organization and, of course, in KY6V. Thank you, Gary. This is NO70. Very interesting, and for my being so new to South Cars, very informative comments. Okay, yes. So thank you again, Gary. All right, we'll break with you, and we have a special guest tonight, the database manager for HF South Cars, and someone who I understand has been very close in working with Gordon as well, Mark W4FJE. So welcome aboard, Mark. So happy that you're here with us tonight, and we'd love to hear your comments. W4FJE from NO70. Over.
NO70 and the gathered multitudes, W4FJE. Mark, and I'm in Orlando, Florida, member number 39. And you know, Ron has Gordon beat by a couple of years, so Gordon, you've got something to look up to there. I wanted to mention the times on the HF net when Gordon was net control, and that goes way back. Many times I was on the road traveling all over the southeast, and Gordon would always be able to hear my mobile signal, which allowed me to check into the net. This was long before VOIP. And I really appreciated that as I went from job to job. Gosh. And a couple of times I've called him with a question about antennas or this, that, or the other. And he's always got the answer. Or if he doesn't have the answer, he comes close anyway. I've enjoyed knowing Gordon all these years, and that's why I had to be here tonight. So, I won't hold things up because we got a long list to go. So I'm going to give it back to George, and this is W4FJE Mark in Orlando. Over.
W4FJE and the South Guards TIN, roast of South Guards and Gordon. That was W4FJE. Mark, this is NO70. And thank you, Mark, so very, very much for being here with us tonight and a special guest and for all that you do for HF South Cars and for VOIP South Cars. We're very grateful to you for all. Thank you. All right, moving on, I have some emailed birthday wishes for South Cars and for Gordon. Let me reset here. So, Gordon and South Cars and all those assembled, members and affiliates and the South Florida Board and so forth. K4Jack sends his birthday wishes from Port Pierce, Florida, and sends along an extra alligator for Gordon to observe and determine the differential rate of speed of travel compared to the ants. Terry Tucker, KK5EJ, extends his birthday wishes from Baton Rouge and sends along some gumbo. Dick Courtway, N7 Romeo Charlie, N7RC, number Echo 0130, sends his birthday wishes from Marysville, California. I understand it would have been past Gordon's bedtime before N7RC could check in from California. Also, Mike Mechtinger, and I hope I pronounced that right, KC4TL, number Echo 0002, from Virginia, has been with South Cars from position number 2 for so long that he had to move from Florida to Virginia to avoid being found out and still had time to send in his birthday wishes. Also, KD0CDQ, Mike, the outreach class chairman since the start of VOIP South Cars in 2010, sends his acknowledgement of your warmth and your welcome, Gordon, and to all those of you who have served in South Cars and in your friendships. All right, so let me advise that all stations who are waiting to check in, please be prepared to call in starting in about 4 to 5 minutes after we find out a little bit more about Gordon's duties, and then we're going to go to phase 2 of the check-ins. We need to find out more about Gordon's duties at South Cars as he helps Kathy and all of us as members of South Cars. You know, we might wonder what Gordon does with his time to keep South Cars running. I found out 3 answers recently to how Gordon so effectively handles the job of answering emails, assigning net control stations, keeping all the equipment running, and addressing all the technical problems that occur. So now let's listen in just a moment as I reset the systems here, as Gordon goes about a typical day at his captain's chair at South Cars and how busy he is with 3 very specific duties that recently required his attention. Annette, please stand by for audio traffic. This is NO70, informal audio traffic, NO70.
KY6er here. I was having fun with sitting out on the porch one day watching an ant crawl across the cement floor. And it was really moving on. And this is an itty-bitty little ant, not like a great big red ant or something. And this thing was just, you know, in turbocharged mode. So I timed it. And then I calculated the 12 inches that it had traveled into how much turf he could actually travel in a minute, and then an hour, and that kind of stuff. And then I think I sent out an email. I said, you guys know how fast an ant can move? Then shortly after that, and I get raspberries from Chief on this one too, that I have too much time on my hands, which is not really the truth. I was sitting out there one day and I was watching this lizard walking across the ceiling of the porch. Let me buy a nickel. And then I started asking myself the question. He was upside down and he was still holding on to the ceiling. And he was moving along at a pretty good speed, too. Wasn't worried about speed. I wanted to know how the heck he was hanging on. So that went into another study. You know, you get crazy like that the older you get. Well, you never know what you're going to see out here in the back. I think it was just about a week ago. I was sitting out there about 9 o'clock at night. And, of course, it was dark. And I didn't have the porch light on. All of a sudden, I saw something moving off the corner of my eye and trained my eyes on it. And here was a possum walking right across the side of the porch. And he wasn't any small dude either. He was the size of a good fat cat.
This is NO70, and that we now know is what Gordon's duties and responsibilities are so far of his work at South Taurus. KY6V, is there any additional information on your daily duties at South Cars that you can offer to help us understand all that it takes to keep the South Cars organization running? KY6V from NO70, over to you.
Well, thank you, George. KY6V here. I am learning one thing, that when you're around, I've got to be very careful of what I'm saying. I didn't know you made that recording either. And I think that happened today, as I recall. No, I have nothing more to add other than, you know, you want to get it done, just wake up early, go to bed late, and have fun while you're doing it, George. KY6V, back to you, sir.
Well, thank you, Gordon. All right, I do want to mention for the record here that VK6 Charlie Oscar and VK6 Charlie Nancy send in their happy 80th birthday wishes from Ken and Joan. They put that in the text box. And, of course, they are part and parcel of this effort as well. So they send their happy birthday wishes for you for your 80th as well to Gordon. Let me reset here. So this is South Cars, the South Cars Thursday Information Network, and we are having a roast of Gordon's birthday and South Cars' birthday with some very distinguished company with us tonight, and I want to thank each and every one of you for company. And we're coming up to more check-ins, so please be prepared. All right, so we have reached that point where I need to ask for Chief's help as backup net control station Chief. Will you please now call for additional check-ins? I already have on my list K6SUN, N1SBZ, who may not be available tonight, KW4LCV, UW4RFJ, K2HA, UA3QGN, BE3MEW, N4FTV, and VO1UKZ on my list. Chief, will you please call for any other check-ins to follow those stations? W4RFJ, NO70, over to you for call.
NO70, this is W4RFJ, your backup. I'll be glad to, George. Are there any other check-ins not just mentioned who wish to extend birthday greetings or roasts of Gordon? Please call now, suffix only please. This is W4RFJ, Assistant Net Control.
Jolly Kilo.
Victor X-Ray Papa.
Golf Yankee Foxtrot.
Okay, the net recognizes Charlie Kilo, Victor X-Ray Papa, and Golf Yankee Foxtrot. Please stand by, and please be patient with us as we work to give everyone a chance to speak. NO70, I didn't take the full call, but I've got them here on my list, so when you're ready, I'll text them to you in the text box. Let's see, NO70, back to you from W4RFJ.
W4RFJ, the backup net control station for tonight, NO70. Thank you so much, Chief, for being there. I did happen to catch their prefixes as well, so I do have that, but I'm definitely looking for you as well. Now, I do need to go back because Kathy, K6 Sierra United November, is having to work tonight. I don't see her yet, but let me, because she really belongs up there in the list with Gary, K62RMO, let me just give a quick check with Gordon or looking for her to see if she has arrived home from work yet. K6SUN or KY6V, please advise status of station K6SUN. Over to you.
Yeah, she just gave me a flag that she's just about wound up with a teacher's conference. And she said that she can probably be with you in about the next 5, maybe 10 minutes. Over.
Okay, by 60-NO-70. Thank you, Gordon. All right, we'll come back to her then. First of all, I do want to acknowledge that N1SEZ Paul, a board member and net control station, who has the ability to enter a phone booth and change his call sign, had planned on being with us tonight. It saddens my heart, and I know Gordon's because he's the one who passed the information on to me, that Paul's and their family's beloved dog, Chunk, has departed the earthly dog realm today. And, of course, they are emotionally distraught from the loss of their dear family member. So N1SEZ, Paul, will not be able to be with us tonight, although he had intended to be. So our hearts go out to you, Paul, and to your family, and know that you'll be missing Chunk, and we totally understand and wish you the best in comfort and bouts of the time that you had with Chunk. Let me reset the links, links here. All right, so next on the check-in list here is George, George of the southern variety, of course. He lives south of here, what can I say? KW4, Lima Charlie Bravo. Are you up on the tower tonight, or are you available to come in with us? George is a South Cars VOIP board member and one who has been with South Cars from the beginning. KW4LCB, please come aboard. NO70, over.
This is KW4 Lima Charlie Bravo. Thank you, George. And, you know, just looking at this list on this big marquee up here and seeing some of the old timers there, Bill and Mark, and I just heard old Doug in there, and you know, it's a memory time. What can I say? What can I say? Happy birthday, Mr. Six Victor. You did it one more time, friend. And I know that I'm going to be around with you there when you celebrate the next 80 there. Because people like you just keep coming back. Mercy me, sometimes you got to forgive me now if I start fluttering my lips a little bit and don't look at this clock here. This is a special night. I even got my old a pocket watch out and looking at that hand just keeping it straight there. Mercy me, I don't know where to start, folks there. Gordon, I've known him a long time, probably. I've known him longer than when we first met there. And by the way, you know, 40 years today, and he can probably relate it to that. They had snow in Miami Beach there, and I bet you he played some slip and slide there, especially them people down South Florida on snow. Yeah, but we kind of, you know, let me take a pause for the calls and let me tell you a little bit of things that I know. Well, I'm kind of, I like what Bill says. It's pretty, I can't throw down on nobody, you know. If I throw down on you, look out, you know, but that don't come natural to me, you know. It really caused me to start, just gives me a bad feeling to throw down on anyone, you know, at somebody else's expense, you know. I just decided to kind of let you know what I know about Mr. Gordon there. You know, I hadn't heard it mentioned there. Gordon has been a very close friend, confidant, you know, and I know he's been one hell of a father at around the time all these the VOIP side of things was getting started. Gordon was going through some rough times. His son was involved in an accident, and you know, everybody calling at him to do this and to do that, you know. But between the trips back and forth to the hospital or to the doctors or you know, those get well clinics where they help you do all the exercises, he made it there. But yet he took time out for someone that called him with a need, with the explanation. You know, sometimes I get angry about Gordon, but he's a persistent son of a gun, I'm telling you. You know, question after question after question, until he gets it out of you. What's your problem, you know? And once he gets the right answers, bing, bang, boom. He's right on top of it. He's got it, shows you how you can take care of it, you know, and what a great day. I don't know if I blew it or not. I heard a ding ding in my ear, but who knows? I'm in line for that crystal award there, but you know, there's so many things. Happy birthday, Gordon. I'm glad you made it one more year. South Cars celebrating its birthday too, and Bill and Gordon and Doug and all everybody jumped on the bandwagon. So many others around there. You know, Gordon more or less was a friend or the owner. He was a friend of the owner of the local repeater in this area. 146-045 repeater in the land area, and also a 440 machine. And Gordon kept the equipment up in it, you know, and this is how I think I got involved with Gordon. And, you know, I kind of like to listen to that swap meet on the HS side of things, you know. I started talking to Gordon, you know, see if we could get this coming out on the 2-meter repeater. And we started setting up little satellite stations, you know, across the area here, even Doug over on the coast, Paul further down south, another guy named Renee, little on the other side of Orlando, and so we can start repeating this broadcast for the buy and sell or the HS side of things, you know. And those who's been around, we started to get problems with the HF group. You know, they didn't think it was ham radio and such, but I was taught to love one another, and over the years, a lot of people who talk HF play VOIP, so, you know, everything to everyone in its own time. So what can I say? It's been a nice ride, and Mr. Gordon, he's forever there. What can I say? He's mi mano, my friend, my brother, you know, very close. And by the way, Six Victor, I know you're listening. Miss Katie couldn't make it tonight, and she says happy, happy birthday.
KW4LCD and the Caribbean 70. Well, George, I'm afraid that did result in the purple crystal there. We'll give you a chance to fill in. And also, let me advise the other stations, KD2CK, M1DXP, KA0GYF, and I see some others who are probably waiting to check in. Please be patient with us as we work to give everyone a chance to speak in the order that we have them. We're coming to you. We've got about seven ahead here. So we've not forgotten you. Please bear with us. This is Gordian's 80th birthday. It took him a while to get there. I guess it'll take us a while to get to him. So, you know, talking about or thinking about George KW4 Lima Charlie Bravo's remarks here, I have observation to make. Let me reset the link here. You know, South Cars, TIN, and the Met, and all assembled here. Gordian is always so polite that I don't remember him ever using a word ugly until the topic of fishing came up one day. Now, I was actually in on this conversation at the very end after George and Gordian had talked with each other. I'm not going to include myself in this because they are more interesting. All right, so let's take a listen to the one occasion in my entire life I have ever heard Gordian use the word ugly. Are you ready for this? Please stand by for informal audio traffic for the Met. This is NO70. Stand by, please.
But I'll tell you, when it comes right down to it, I think that the most ghastly time that I ever had, let me buy a nickel here, I don't want to get a purple crystal. I was up in Wisconsin, a group of us out of Racine, Wisconsin, which is on the eastern side of the state, decided that we were going to take the weekend and go fishing, and we drove over to the west side of Wisconsin, which had the Mississippi River on it. We got bivouacked in a motel, played cards half the night, never got to sleep, I don't think. Got out of there about 2 o'clock in the morning. Went down to a boat that took us out to a raft that was anchored out in the middle of the Mississippi. First time I had been doing any of that kind of fishing up north. And it's different, George, I'll tell you. It's about zero or a little bit below zero on the temperature, and the wind is blowing. The windshield factor's down about 15 to 20, something like that, colder than the Blue Devil. And you get up on this raft, and you have a shiner on the end of your line, okay? And they call it jigging. You're probably familiar with that, George, or you bounce up and down like you're spastic. You lower the line into the water, and then you pull it up, and then you lower it down, and you pull it up. Pretty soon you're getting tired of all of this activity. Second of all, it's colder than heck. You had to have a bottle of brandy or a flask of brandy, at any rate, in your pocket to stay alive and stay sane. And then you catch a walleye. And the walleye, to me, George, is the ugliest, ugliest fish I have ever seen in my life. That's my story. KW4LCB, KY6V, over.
This is NO70, and there you have it. George Kilo, KW4LCB, and Gordian KY6V talking about that ugly fish. Oh, goodness gracious. Did you realize, Annette, that there is so much interesting stuff going on South Cars? We need to have you check in with us more often on some of the other nets that are published on the website. All right. Well, I see, as promised by Gordian earlier, that we have a very special guest that has just arrived in the South Cars headquarters, made it through all of the security provisions because she has a master key and is our net manager. In other words, my boss. That means she comes first. Hey, Kathy. I hope I teased you enough as well, too, since you're part of Birthday Boy's celebration. K6SUN, please come aboard. This is N070. Over to you, Kathy.
Well, thank you so much, George. And I do have to apologize for not being here sooner, but I had a mandatory virtual meeting, and it just ended. But I have a lot I'd like to share. I don't want too many of the others staying in the winds, but let me share some things with you. You know, it's hard for me to think of a roast for Gordon because I didn't want to say anything bad because he's a wonderful person. So what I'm about to share with you and what I'm about to share with other people that have shared things with me, I hope that you'll enjoy. So let me just take a pause. Hopefully I won't get that purple crystal award as I go through this. So let me just take a pause. You know, you will be 80 when the License Bureau sends you a renewal for your driver's license and says that if you do not renew your license before your 80th birthday, you'll have to take those tests. You know, the driving test, the written test, the vision test. So you'll fool them. You pay your renewal online before you turn 80, and you say, there, I fooled you. So even though Gordon is turning 80, his mind and his humor are still as sharp as ever. So what about life with Gordon? You know, I first talked with Gordon in 2008 and met him for the first time in person in October of 2009. And you know what? We've been together ever since. We were married in March of 2014. And you know, each day it's an adventure. I always say to him, if I had my life to do over again, I'd find him sooner so I could love him longer. Let me take a pause again. You know, I'd like to share some well wishes from some of his very close friends who couldn't be here. I was hoping they'd be listening, but maybe they couldn't make it tonight. One of them is KC4TL. His name is Mike Motlinger. He is he's a DPM. I guess that's a foot doctor. He has the number of E0002, so you know he was there from the beginning. But imagine this picture. This is the first picture that Mike sent to me of Gordon. If you're thinking of this, George, you know those balloons they make with different shapes of animals? Well, that picture was Gordon. It was on top of his head. He was in a restaurant. And you'd have to only imagine what that looked like. Another friend, Richard Courtway. Actually, Richard couldn't be here tonight. He's from California. His call is N7RC. His number is E0130. But he sent me a message, and he said, you know, Gordon was my best man, but I was the best man. So that means he was the best man for Dick. And he talked to me about the 29ers Club and that Gordon was instrumental in getting him into ham radio. So maybe Gordon can share that in a little while. Let me pause once again. Now you know about this one, George, and this is from his son. We had hoped to get a recording, Gordon, from Jonathan, but instead he sent me a message. He sent me a letter. So, I'm going to share that. When I was growing up, I learned a lot about my dad's hobby, ham radio. There were radios that filled up an entire room and wires in and out of every window. We even had three enormous blowers on the property. I think I mispronounced that. So, he said Genomius. The tallest was at least 100 feet high, above sea level, as I clearly remember. I always thought if lightning ever were to hit all three towers at once, we'd have enough juice to power Frankenstein's laboratory. But after all of this, the real question is, would Dad be the mad scientist or the monster? I think I've witnessed both. when I was in middle school. I was addicted to video games. And George, I've heard this story. Because I wasn't doing my homework one day, Dad disconnected the internet from the cable box to interrupt my habit. Little did he know, I went out to reconnect it and continue my online gaming. Yes, I found out then that intelligence is hereditary. I wonder how my dad maintained such a good weight with his unique diet of coffee, ice cream, and cake. It must be those Virginia Slims. I think Tom Dooley is going to hang down his head and cry until Dad finally puts on those new guitar strings. Let me pause again. I'm not sure who has better teeth, my dad or the alligator head that glares at him on his desk. I've always admired Dad's stories about when he played trumpet in the Navy. He was my inspiration to play trumpet myself, and that created great memories playing Arban duets together. But I learned quickly that he didn't always need the instrument to make that trumpet-like sound or smell. In either fashion, he's always been very good at tooting his own horn. George, I'll throw it back to you. I'd like to continue a little bit, but I don't want to take up the time. So I'll throw it back to you and see if I can continue.
Ms. Kathy, I think it would be more than appropriate that you continue for a few more minutes because Gordon is the birthday boy. South Cars is the birthday boy. You are net manager for South Cars, and we appreciate so much what you do to help us keep our hobby alive through South Cars. And let me just take a moment to read the calls that I have in queue so they know that we haven't forgotten them, and we will be calling for more check-ins in a few minutes. We have pending in the queue here W4RFJ, K2HA, UA3QGN, VE3MAW, N4FTD, VO1UKZ, KB2CK, N1VXP, and KA0GYF. We will be calling for more check-ins in a couple of minutes. So, Kathy, with your having given me a chance to reassure those that are waiting in the wings that we're going to come to them, I would like to invite you, and I am hoping that you will continue now with a few more thoughts and insights into our dear friend 80th coming up, Gordon KY6V. Back to you, Kathy, K6HUN, NO70, over to you.
All right. Thank you, George, and thank you, everyone who is waiting in the winds, and I hope that you will stay connected as you celebrate both South Cars and Gordon's birthday. You know, I want to say happy birthday, Gordon, and I want to say happy birthday, South Cars. You know, Gordon retired as a manager in 2010, I believe, but because I volunteered to be the net manager, he sticks by my side. Each day is a new adventure, and who knows what the future holds. You know, I became licensed in 2008 and a new ham with my technician license, but he has been such an encouragement to me throughout my ham career and to a lot of others. You know, it was at his encouragement that I thought of, first of all, becoming an NCS, and I'm probably where I am today. And he has supported me as well as South Cars through all these hard and good times. But let me share something with you that happened this weekend, and then I'll throw it back to you so that I don't hold up. You know, as a school teacher, George, of 11th and 12th graders, and lots of work to do and prepare weekly, Gordon always asked me, can I help? And he made that mistake this weekend of asking, how can I help? You know, I usually say no, but on Sunday I took him up on his offer. And I'm sure he won't ask again, and you know I'm only kidding there. But he had to compile papers, and needless to say, he had fun, and you know that's not true. His back hurt. The number of sheets were off. He ran out of staples, and on it goes. Gordon says it took him 2.5 hours of work, and I never offered to pay him. You know, George, I never offered to pay him a minimum wage. He's the only person I know who can eat a full-course dinner, steak potato salad, plus a sizable piece of chocolate cake, two scoops of vanilla and 2 scoops of chocolate ice cream between 8 and 9 p.m. and never gain a pound. Maybe he needs to share this secret. So with that, that's my happy birthday wish to you, Gordon. Hopefully you enjoyed comments from myself and Jonathan, but hopefully you'll have many, many more. So with that, George, I'll throw it back to you so you can continue on. This is Kilo 6 Sierra United November, turning it back to our net control.
K6SUN and the South Cars TIN roast of Gordon and South Cars organization, and was assembled and present here. This is in 070, and I do, again, want to thank you, Kathy, for more of an insight into your cohort and other leader of South Cars, and also for the inspiration that both of you give us as South Cars members. And also, I do want to thank all the stations queued up. We are working down the list. Thank you for being with us. Thank you for being patient with us as we work to give each person a chance to let South Cars and Gordon and all those assembled here know what all of them mean to us. All right, so at this point in time, Chief, W4RFJ, I read earlier during Kathy's information the stations I have checked in and on record. Chief, I would like to invite you to call now for more stations to add to the list. I see some others that are out there who we have not had a formal check-in from. And also, Chief, it is up. It is your turn as a board member of South Cars, a net control station, and backup for this evening to also come aboard with your roast of Gordon. And, Chief, I don't mean just his coffee, him as well. W4RFJ, over to you, NO70.
NO70, this is W4RFJ. Well, thank you, sir, for the idea and asking me to be your backup. It's definitely a great honor. And with that, I'll do as you requested. The net is standing by for more check-ins. We'd like to add to the list any further check-ins that would like to come aboard and give their birthday wishes and or roast comments, please call W4RFJ.
W4RFJ, Tango Hotel Oscar. I just had company come in, so I can't stay too much longer. Go ahead.
X-ray, Charlie X-ray.
To net control, let him make the decision as to whether to let you go ahead or not. I think he might let you go. Any other check-ins for the net and the celebration of VoIP South Car's birthday and, of course, the skipper's birthday? You know, I tried to remind everybody in the text box that, you know, Gordon isn't 80 years old. He's been celebrating his 39th birthday for 41 years. Check-ins, please, call W4RFJ.
X-ray, Charlie, X-ray.
Okay, Woody, we got you high atop Mount Dora. NO70, this is W4RFJ. We have two further check-ins. I believe Tom is going to have to be going. I'm pretty sure you'll be okay with letting him go, but I'm going to pass it to you and let you make that decision.
Well, I definitely had Tom here on the list as well, and it's good to hear from him. Given his longevity with South Cars and under the circumstances and in the interest of compassion as well, yes, of course. Tom, please come aboard with your comments, a reminder of 2.5-minute instead of 3-minute timeout, please, sir, and 7-second recess. KC2THO, over to you for your comments. This is NO70. Over.
NO70, thank you for that. This is KC2THO. Happy birthday, Mr. Gordon, and happy birthday, South Cars. Gordon's been a big help to me. I know most of you folks don't know I'm a blind operator, and he helps me in all kinds of different ways, and sometimes I have to straighten him out. Would you believe that? Everybody knows that he was in the Navy,
and they gave him a nickname, Knee Deep, Knee Deep, because he never went in the water above his knees. I thought it was funny anyway. I've known Gordon, I guess, 3 or 4 years. I'm not sure how long. I'm a rookie as far as being his friend, and he's a really, really nice guy. He helps me out in so many ways, it's unbelievable. He's my mentor for EchoLink, South Cars. He helps me with the AM connection because I can't read the beginning of it, stuff like that. So I'm going to have to leave. I have company, like I said, which was unexpected. My wife said, how much longer are you going to be on there? I said, quite a while. And then she said, well, Alfred's here. So that's why I asked if I could come in earlier. And Kathy only married him because he lived in Miami, and he was known as the Latin lover. And she loved that, so she hooked on to him. Okay, I'm going to say 73. Good night to everyone on the list there. And Gordon, again, happy birthday. And continued success for you and Kath. Okay, KC2THO, clear.
Well, thank you, Tom. KC2THO and the South Cars TIN roast of South Cars and Gordon KY6V. This is NO70, your chief floor sweeper for tonight. I do want to acknowledge N5XCX's addition to the list of check-ins. We do want to thank all of you that are waiting in line. We do have about maybe 6-7 more prior reservations to get through, and then we'll come to the additional check-ins here as well. So please bear with us. I'm so grateful for your compassion and kindness as we celebrate this very rare occasion of two very deserving birthdays. All right, so Chief, with that, then, thank you for that roll call. And Chief, you are a board member and a control station of South Cars, and of course a backup for this evening as well. Does that mean you're also the backup floor sweeper? I probably can't talk you into that. Chief, please come aboard with your roast of Gordon, and I don't mean just his coffee. W4RFJ, over to you, NO70.
Well, more of a swabby than a sweeper. This is W4RFJ, and you know, I'm sitting here, and I've been doing this for the past couple of weeks, trying to figure out, you know, how to roast or how to, you know, what to write down so I won't forget. And you know, it's hard for me to do. But I got to tell you, I'm pretty sure I've known Gordon at least 20 years, or going on 20 years. It's been a lot longer than I realize, and it's somewhat. You know, disconcerting, this mystic aura that Gordon has around him. You know, he just attracts all the good people. And I don't know if that's good or bad, but, you know, it's something that's new to me. Let me reset everything so I don't get that jewel thing. And, you know, as we listen to everybody and their comments, you really find that there's not very many things that draw much heat as far as roasting Gordon. But, you know, there was a trip that Charlotte and I took many, many years ago down to Port St. Lucie. And I got to tell you, this was a fun trip. We were looking forward to getting into Florida because I knew once I got into Florida, I could chat with Gordon on a repeater and actually talk to him direct. Well, you know, as soon as we crossed that Florida state line, things started going haywire. You know, I was talking to Gordon about, you know, thinking of a place that we could stop and shake hands, get, you know, get the eyeball, et cetera, et cetera. All of a sudden, my alternator blew up. And I'm wondering, and for years I've tried to figure out what could have caused that. But you know what? It finally hit me tonight. It has to be that electromagnetic field that Gordon generates when he's into these deep thinking things like how alligators climb fences and ants speed along the back deck of his back porch of his house, and those lizards that hang upside down. You know, there was one other thing that he didn't mention, and that was, let me grab another reset. Just this past year, and in case I started up too soon, just this past year, Charlotte and I purchased the goat locker, and we went down to Florida, picked up my mother, her dog. We had Buddy and Mimi and Charlotte and I, you know, I got to thinking about this. You know, when Gordon sets his mind on something, he's constantly thinking. I mean, he's focused, and it's that focus, the electromagnetic field that gets generated that blew up my alternator. I know that had to be it. But anyway, we showed up at Jonathan Dickinson State Park, and I invited, actually Charlotte and I invited the Smiths down to visit us at our campground, and Gordon and Miss Kathy showed up, and we had a nice visit, and we offered dinner, and of course, you know, the girls had to have those chicken cutlet things, and I had these huge steaks. Well, let me tell you something. I found out how much commitment Gordon has and has made toward everything he does. When he lit into that steak, just like I did, I don't think we talked the whole time. The girls are kibitzing back and forth, you know, and cutting their little cutlets, and Gordon and I were just firefighting those steaks and really had a good time. Anyway, another thing that I wanted to share is that squirrel that's in his backyard. You know, while we were there visiting, I think it was a time before that. It was a time before that. We were visiting, and Gordon invited me out onto the back porch, and of course, we let Buddy run around in the backyard. Let me grab a Yeah, well, anyway, Gordon and I sat there and watched Buddy run to this tree. The squirrel would jump across, and as soon as Buddy went toward the tree, the squirrel would climb the tree. Well, Buddy would lose interest, walk away, and that squirrel would come right back down, jump over on the fence, and wait for Buddy to come again. And sure enough, here comes Buddy chasing him down. Squirrel went right back up in the tree. You know, I think with all the concentration and electromagnetic waves that are emanating from such a star-like object, also known as Gordon or the Captain, I think he trained that squirrel to do that. So, but anyway, I got to say that my feelings are mutual when it comes to my good friends and extension of my family, Gordon and Miss Kathy. You know, there were times that, you know, it was good to talk to somebody who knew something about what I do and, you know, help me get through making decisions and doing what I needed to do. You know, they've always been there, and they'll always have a warm place in my heart. And I especially want to wish one of my best friends and mentors, Gordon, a very, very happy 39th birthday. That's all I have to say, George. And I know I'm probably forgetting something I wrote down, so what the hey. I tried to get it right from the hip and straight from the heart, and I hope you liked the wake-up call. N070W4RFJ.
W4RFJ and the South Cars TIN roast of South Cars in Gordon. This is N070, your deck control and floor sweeper. Well, you know, Chief, and all those assembled here, South Cars has an international presence. We have people routinely contributing to the life of South Cars from literally around the world. Russia, Canada, Newfoundland, Australia. And I know that one or a couple of them are here, and time is a factor, especially for Russia. So I'm going to break the order here a little bit because I have a feeling that Slav must be getting heavy eyelids or something here. And Slav, I appreciate your patience very much. I also appreciate, Slav, your support of me as I learn more about your language and your culture. And I appreciate questions of Slav about the Russian language. Now, Slav contributes much more than that as well. And Slav, to my knowledge, has known Gordon for a very long time. So, Slav, I hope that you're awake and still there as long as I kept you waiting. Are you available? UA3QGN, this is NO70, hopefully over to you.
Okay, thank you very much, George. Hello, South Cars, and happy birthday to South Cars and Gordon. I'm very pleased to be able to say that. And yes, George, I'm awake. I'm enjoying listening to the Matt and It is, despite the fact that it's rather late over here in Russia. And I would like to say that I liked very much the car which was presented to Mr. Gordon. That is a huge Hummer with a student driver plate at the back of the car. And that's why I mentioned that. I will mention it a bit later. But now let me let the Julia say a couple of words. And to say ladies first, I would like to pass microphone to Julia. Just a minute.
Hello, Horton. I wish to be healthy and wealthy. At least you have a wonderful car for that now. Let your team can fly very high. Stay one of the leaders of South Cars, the generator of interesting ideas, and the one who brings them to life. Thank you for helping me to get a lot of nice friends in South Cars. It's Julia, United Bravo 3, Kilo Bravo Oscar.
Oh, well, this is Slav UA3QGN from Russia. Now, let me say again, hello, South Cars. Here is a night reporter from a far, far away country. I'd like to inform the society that even over here in Russia, on some computers, now set a picture of that interesting car with a student driver plate number. Despite the fact that the back driving plate is student driver word, I think the in front of that the same vehicle is another word, the professor driver. And symbolic sense of that is that that car belong to a man who is probably, even despite the fact that he knows a lot, he always likes to learn a lot more. And that's why I wish you, Mr. Gordon, keep on moving forward. And there is a lot more interesting things ahead. So wish you to help other people, other members of South Cars, to have similar wonderful cars and similar achievements. So happy birthday, have a nice time. 73 from Russia, UA3QGN, Slav from Russia over here, over.
Sodiana Honda 3, Shikagalina Nikolai, Nikolai Rusia Moga. Sotisiva Slav, UA3QGN NO70. South Cars, what Slav was also talking about is Gordon's new executive limousine. That is a Hummer with a student driver license plate on the back and a professor's license plate on the front. And that is the South Cars virtual birthday gift to Gordon for his executive limousine. All right, so thank you, Slav and Julia, so much for being here, especially at this late hour. 7-3 to you both. This is NO70. And now we have coming up Fred, K2HA, the Rag Shoe Section Manager and South Cars Living Room Architect. Happy that you're able to be here with us tonight, Fred, and condolences to the loss of a family member this weekend, just as another member had today as well. But happy to have you here. And K2HA, Fred, please come aboard with your comments for South Cars' birthday and Gordon's birthday as well. K2HA, NO70, over to you.
Thank you very much, George, and happy birthday, Gordon. Well, one day, I was up here in Havertown, Pennsylvania. I was resting, and I had my brand new Bofang handheld, and I was just tuning around in the local repeaters, and all of a sudden I hear Gordon talking from Florida. Now, being a long-term resident of Florida myself, I was just absolutely amazed as he was talking about the pelicans and his new property in his backyard in Port St. Lucie, and the flamingos, and he was trying to scare away all these birds and predators that were coming into his yard and pecking at the door, and then he was talking about this alligator roaming around, and I had to talk to him. So I got on the handheld, and sure enough, talked to Florida from up here in Pennsylvania. Let me break. Well, soon, Kathy jumps on and invites me to participate in South Cars VOIP. And that was my introduction to South Cars VOIP. I got on the list so easily. Now, Roasting Gordon was done some years ago in probably 2006 and 2007. When he first relayed his vision of starting a VOIP version of South Cars. His fellow South Cars, H.F. Hams, ridiculed him, grilled him, skewered him, roasted him, and predicted he would destroy ham radio. However, he was persistent and implemented his visionary dream in 2008. And January 5, 2008, 102 stations participated. Therefore, we must say, he is the king of young at heart visionaries. And 68 years of ham, so KY6V. I must say, he really knows how to lubricate relationships and slide hams into South Cars. Thank you, Gordon.
K2HA and the South Cars Roast, South Cars and Gordon, this is N070, your fourth super for the evening. You know, and Fred, indeed, it was Gordon and everyone's ease and care that helped me get involved with South Cars. I'm sure that story is repeated, can be repeated many, many times, and it's good to hear you reaffirm it, Fred. And I've come also to count you myself as a friend with the Rag Shoes on Saturday evening. I want to thank you, too, for what you do as a Rag Shoes section manager and South Cars living room architect. And South Cars, if you're not sure what we mean by South Cars living room architect, that's 7 p.m. Saturday and Sunday evenings. You will really enjoy it. All right, so break with you, Fred. And Bill, VE3MEW is a net control station and South Cars VOIP course instructor. And we'd like to invite you to please come aboard with your thoughts for South Cars birthday and Gordon's birthday. VE3MEW, N070, over to you. All right, nothing heard. I think we obviously do have quite a few people here. And Bill, I apologize to you, but thank you for sending in your thoughts and reservations earlier. Let me check the list here. N4FTD, Paul, has been supportive of South Cars VIP from the start. Paul provides much-needed website support in areas of training and class archives. Training and class archives, of course, are a part of the giving nature of South Cars and, by extension, the giving nature of KY6V Gordon as well. Paul, would you please come aboard for your thoughts about the birthdays? This is N070. Over to you, Paul.
N070, this is N4FTD, and hello to everybody. Especially welcome to you, Gordon, and happy birthday. and happy birthday to South Cards VOIP. As you said, I've been there since, before the beginning. I've enjoyed listening to all these good memories from so many people as we've thought back over and reflected on some of the things that we've all experienced with Gordon and listening to Gordon and around Gordon and all of that. As I prepared, like all of you did, to make a few comments tonight, I thought about when did I meet Gordon, and it has to be somewhere around 1993. I know it was after Andrew, Hurricane Andrew, that is, and before my move down to the Fort Lauderdale area in 1994. So I'm guessing it was around 1993 sometime. We held nightly roundtables via two meter simplex. We called it the super secret frequency, 146.43. That's pretty secret, as you can tell. So don't make any loud descriptions of what frequency that is. That's the frequency I'm on tonight, by the way, at my link here. I think it was probably that 147.045 repeater in the DeLand area that George LCB mentioned as he went down his memory lane with Gordon. I think that's probably where I first heard Gordon. It was either there or possibly on the super secret frequency. But we would spend every night practically talking, sometimes late into the night, on that super secret frequency in the DeLand area, just passing ideas around and having a nice round table. Let me buy a nickel here. And I am definitely setting my timer because I'm usually the winner of the Purple Crystal Award, so good for you, George, for winning that instead tonight so far. And Gordon helped me back in those days with lots of things that I wanted to get into, some things I didn't even know I was interested in. One thing I can think of is packet radio, and how he had me node hopping around the state and learning about all the digital modes. We got into RTTY and PSK32, all of the HF digital modes that we played around with, and all of those things, you know, many of you have mentioned tonight how Gordon was your mentor or your Elmer, and I would say he's an Elmer's Elmer for sure, and definitely helped me through many, many things. I have a lot of not ham radio related memories of time I spent with Gordon on Skipper Dave's houseboat floating down the St. John's River. One time Gordon and I and others went to a Cajun concert. I don't even remember where that was. It must have been in DeLand. Two or three ham fests up in Orlando and Miami. At least a couple of antenna parties that I can think of. And I enjoyed meeting Jonathan for the first time when he was about 5 years old. I'm thinking back as Kathy read his letter to Gordon, and I think that's about how old he was when I first met him at the house in De Leon Springs. I think I first met Kathy at the Orlando Ham Fest. I enjoyed watching Gordon arm in arm with Kathy there at the Ham Fest. Doug GYF and I noted that the grin on Gordon's face was about from ear to ear, and Kathy was right there too. And he was quite proud to be with Kathy even back then. And of course, the rest is history, as you all know. Let me buy one more nickel. Well, I lost track of Gordon and all my friends in that area, in the line of sight area of the repeater or simplex frequency, for a while when I moved out of that area and went down to Fort Lauderdale for 3 years, and then we kind of went all around South Central Florida for a total of about 7 years until we ended up over here in the Fort Myers area. Somewhere in there, I forget when it was exactly, one of the friends from the local area where we moved from introduced me to Echolink, and that really helped bridge the gap and reunited me with old friends, especially with Gordon and all the old gang from the DeLand area. And that was really great. I was happy to participate along with Gordon and George and Doug and many others in the early years of South Cars VOIP. Listen through all of the doubts and questions and all the thoughts. I'm a proud user of the KY6V EchoLink interface using the 2N2222 transistor. And every time Gordon and I connect on the air, and it's not often enough for my liking, we're always good for at least a 30, maybe a 60-minute deep dive into something, whether it's radio-related or a philosophical discussion, as Roger RFJ alluded to when he talked about Gordon's deep-thinking electromagnetic force field. And I'm looking forward to many more of those deep dives in the years to come with you, Gordon. So many happy returns, and looking forward to being here to share them with you. Back to you, Net Control, George, and you're doing a great job. This is N4FTD.
N4FTD and the South Cars TIN NO70. Thank you, Paul. It is always helpful to me as a new kid on the block here to hear more about the history of South Cars and be able to understand more about what it has meant to so many people for so long as well. So thank you for your thoughts, Paul. I really appreciate your being here and for your patience in taking the time and hanging in there with us to get to you. Now, KD2CK, N1VXT, KA0GYL, N5XCX, we are going to be coming to you in about 3 or 4 minutes. Feel free to go get your coffee mugs or tea mugs or whatever refilled, and we'll be with you in just 1 moment. This is NO70 with the South Cars Thursday Information Net, TIN, roast of South Cars birthday and Gordon KY60's 80th birthday as well. And it is something I think very enjoyable. I'm thoroughly enjoying hearing these comments. You know, now that we know that 80 years of 9 years and 9 years of South Cars has occurred, we all know that's bound to take its toll on anyone's brain cells lasting that long. And also, Kathy, K6SUN's good cooking is known far and wide in South Cars. We've heard a lot in the last couple minutes about Gordon's unique diet that serves him so well. So when I came across this article and plantains, you know, the banana-looking-like things, being a good brain food that should help somebody, especially in their 80s, I sent a copy of the article in to Kathy and to Gordon. Well, let's listen in on Gordon's reaction to receiving this recipe of brain food from someone in their 80s. Matt, please stand by for this audio informal traffic from NO70. 1 moment, please.
I was just trying to open up this email to see if there was anything I needed to cover with George that he sent me. I think he's trying to tell me something. Platins, you know, the brain-boosting, immune-building fruit, blah, 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 blah. What are you trying to tell me, George? KY6V, over.
What I think I'm trying to say, guys, is that with 80 years of accumulated information, knowledge, wisdom, and forbearance, that the material for the roast must be significant, and that since you were out in Hawaii and the California, that, hey, they're so weird out in California, you know, anyway, that maybe the plantains might help with the brain cells. Okay, I'm going to get myself in more trouble. I will stop there. KY6VNO7,
I sort of assumed it was leading in that direction.
This is NO70, and now we know a little more about Gordon's brain food. All right. Chief, as backup NCS, again, I have those four stations in queue, KD2CK, N1DXP, KA0GYF, N5XCX. Chief, would you please call for any other check-ins that we can add to this list as we come closer and closer to blowing all the candles out on the birthday cake here? Chief, would you please call for more check-ins? W4RFJ, N070, over to you.
Well, George, I'd be glad to. You know, I just had an epiphany. You know, Gordon doesn't gain any weight, but he has a full meal and cake and ice cream, and oh my goodness. Every time he brings it up, I gain 10 pounds, so, that's got to be it. Anyway, we'll do as you requested. We're looking for more check-ins. This is a celebration, TIN, celebrating the birthday of the South Cars VOIP, and of course, Gordon KY6D's 39th birthday. He's celebrating for the 41st time. Any check-ins, please call W4RFJ, and we'll add you to the bottom of the list. Hearing none, back over to you, Net Control, N070. This is your friendly neighborhood backup, W4RFJ.
W4RFJ, N070. Well, thank you so much, Chief. I really do appreciate your being there to help provide some relief for the voice and for being a backup here as well. All right, we are now going on to phase two of check-ins. Oh, wait a minute, I beg your pardon. I have one more check-in here. VO1UKZ, I do not see you on the list, but let me just check to be sure because I don't see you in the marquee or on the admin panel. But, VO1UKZ is, Daryl is a net control station and frequent TIN narrator and host. So let me just see if Daryl is here. VO1UKZ, N070, over to you, Daryl. All right, nothing heard. Daryl's such a technical whiz that I wanted to make sure that I wasn't missing him somewhere in all the systems. Thank you. This is South Cars and the TIN celebration of South Cars' birthday and Gordon's 80th birthday and the contributions of all of his friends and fellowship here, of whom KD2CK is one of them. KD2CK, thank you for being here. Please come aboard. This is N070. Over to you, sir.
This is KD2CK, and you're going to get two for the price of one. With me is
Silhouette Delta 2, Charlie, Juliet, and the handler is friendly.
And we want to wish both Gordon and the South Cars VORT net happy birthday, and we are all friends of Gordon, and we spent many years on the air, dating back to I guess in the late 60s. In the early 70s, and when Gordon was down in Homestead, and he ruled the roost on the 14700 repeater, and let me just break here, and companionship from Gordon as we were New Yorkers at that time, and we lived in the Keys, down near Key West and Cudjoe, and you may not know that there's 43 bridges down to Key West, and Gordon was the keeper of the bridges, and he would be instructed by a now silent key, a fellow by the name of Chuck Wardlow, who was the voice of Key West. And when he would hear the Yankees coming, he would instruct Gordon to raise the bridges. So there's a lot of history there. And Gordon, you've been a great guy all these years, and you will continue. And the one good thing is you're catching up to me, Gordon. But in age, that is. And... not with Bernie's stuff. You beat us. So let me just take another break. And we've also been active on HF South Cars. And my number, and by the way, if I didn't mention it, the name is Marvin. And my South Car HF number is 120. And
mine is 121.
So we've been around a while, and I was going to ask Gordon how Renee was doing, but one of the earlier check-ins mentioned him. So WA4MJE is still ticking, and that's good to know. So with that,
I want to wish you a happy birthday and many, many more.
And with that, we'll pass it back to Ned.
KD2CK N070. Marvin, so happy you're here tonight. Now, Marvin, the audio is very low on that, so for the benefit of the other connected stations, I'm going to first ask, I heard HF120 and HF121, and I'm not familiar nothing, so you hear, if you could let me know the name of HF121, you're a partner there. And what I heard you mention, Marvin, is that you have been friends with Gordon since the 60s or 70s, that one of your friends, Chuck, and I won't use the last name, worked with Gordon as keeper of the bridges, and Gordon had to follow instructions about raising and lowering bridges. Sounds like what he does with South Cars as well. So it's really good to have more of this history as well, Marvin. So could you please give me the name of the dear lady, the dear XYL who is with you, as HF121. Please give me her name, Marvin. KD2CK-N070. Back to you for her name. Over.
The name is Bernice. And the call is Kilowatt Delta 2 Charlie Juliet. And the name is Bernice.
Let me make sure you got that. And the name of the ham in Key West was Chuck Wardlow. And Gordon, I spoke to his son just about a week or so ago, and he's a commissioner there in Key West. So was he glad to remember and reminisce with us. So with that, back to you, Net Control.
KD2CK N070. Well, thank you, Marvin. Thank you, Bernice. I really appreciate your being here. It's really nice to hear from you with how long you have known Gordon and a little more about your the keeping of the bridges and your friend Chuck Widlow and the others that you have mentioned earlier. So let's continue down the list. By the way, as I mentioned earlier, we have an international presence thanks to Gordon and all those assembled here. I'm going to go ahead and check in DK2DY to follow about four down the list from here that I see his call moved up in the list as, with a possible key up. So we'll check with him for a second for informal check-in. So thank you, Marvin and Bernice. And let's move to another individual who is very familiar with Fred and the Evening Rack Shoe, as well as all the other South Cars nets. It's almost a given that we could always hear Rick N1VXP's voice on these nets. Now, our heart goes out to Rick as he's had some difficulties checking into the net for reasons that our hearts go out to you for, Rick. But it's so good to hear that you're on the end. Thank you for being here tonight. Hope we haven't fatigued you or kept you up too much tonight. I'm so happy you're here, Rick. Thank you for being here. N1VXP, N070. Over to you, Rick.
N070, N1VXP. Yeah, happy birthday, Gordon, and happy birthday to South Cars. I first want to mention that I had heard about South Cars. I've been licensed since 1995, and I've heard a lot of the old mentors that I had up when I was in Connecticut talking about HF and saying, yeah, get into South Cars when you get on HF. Well, over the years, that kind of slipped my mind because I never did get upgraded. But I moved here to Ohio in, let's see, it was 2006. And I somehow got into Echolink a couple of years after. And I found that I didn't know anything about South Cars. And I remember I was on a net, and next thing I know, somebody says South Cars, the OIP. I said, okay, let me check it out. I connected up, listened for a couple times, and next thing I know, it was Kathy. Let me drop for a second. And it was Kathy that had asked me if I wanted to join, and I say, sure. Yeah. I said to myself, hey, this would be a great net. And I heard Gordon in there looking into. Gordon always seems to be pretty well, the type of person that really made you feel welcome. And I can never think of any other way but, just make my presence on the net. And, I've had for the last couple months pretty rough health issues, but on the mend. And after what I went through on December, I will never forget the date, December 11th. When I went into the hospital, they said you were in critical condition, and I said, I didn't feel it. But I thought about, right away, when I was in the hospital, I had my smartphone with me, and I didn't have a charger at first. And I said, oh man, how am I going to get into South Cars nets? So I was able to get somebody to charge up my phone. And even while I was in the hospital, I had tried to get into the nets on when I could. Let me drop one more thing. So I just feel that the past couple months have been kind of rough, but every time I was able to get a hold of Gordon, he was always right there and really felt made me feel welcomed, and I had to inform him, what was going on. So he did seem to care a lot, and I think that's what really makes Gordon the great guy that's on the with that, I just hope you have many more years, and I will be sticking around here for as long as I can. I'm on the mend and recovering and feeling great. Back to you, George, N070 and 1VXP.
N1VXP, N070. Rick, thank you for being here. Hearing your voice on the net tonight, given how active you have been as a South Cars participant, certainly adds to South Cars' birthday and Gordon's birthday and the sentiments that you express. Thank you, Rick. All right, KA0GYF, we're coming to you next. After that, N5 X-ray, Charlie X-ray, and then VK2DY. So KA0, Golf Yankee Foxtrot. Good evening, sir. I definitely recognize that call as being closely associated with South Cars. Tell us more. KA0GYF, N070. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, George and Annette. This is Doug in Fort Myers, Florida. Haven't been on Echolink in a long time. Hey, I was here since before the beginning. I met Gordon via N4FCD, neighbor Paul. And boy, Paul, say howdy. I sure remember that day at the Orlando Ham Fest when I saw those two holding hands. What a sight that was. And Paul and I looked at each other with such surprise. Now, through all the years of stories, my favorite is still Gordon. That's your sixth victor. It's the public address system at the Greyhound bus station. Doug and Fort Myers have enjoyed Echo Lincoln South Card. KD4-UTV repeater, DeLand, Florida, Orlando Hamfest, it's all been a grand, grand journey. Doug Fort Myers, KE0GY. Thank you.
KE0GY, FNO70. Well, thank you so much for coming to be with us here tonight and for your involvement with South Cars from as far back as you have been associated with it. That is a special treat and gift to South Cars and to Gordon with his upcoming 80th birthday. All right, next on the list. Now, Ned, I have to advise you of a technical issue here as we go to N5XCX. He is in Mount Dora, Florida. Now, Mount Dora, Florida is so much higher than the remainder of Florida that we have found out on recent nets here on South Cars that there is a propagation delay of up to a half of a second from the top of Mount Dora down to the rest of VOIP Echo Link. But in spite of that, we always look forward to and appreciate Woody checking in. N5XCX, NO70, over to you, Woody.
Ah, George, I tell you. Good one. Good evening, Mother. Hey, Gordon, happy birthday, buddy. Yeah, Gordon and I go back to, you know, I guess, what was it, 2010 or 2011? I can't remember. Almost a year there, I guess. Okay. And before I moved. And he lived fairly close to me up here. Not on the mountain, of course, but still, you know, pretty close. And I was, let's see. I understand a couple of things about Gordon. One thing is we always had a contest going on temperatures. Hang on just a minute. Let me reset. Yeah, okay. So, anyway, we would... I don't know if you could read my text file or not that I wrote, but he would always say what his temperature was, and I would always be a couple of degrees higher or lower or something, you know, from Mount Dora here. And he would go, oh, you know, what a problem. He never did figure out that I used to make those temperatures up. Anyway, enjoyed it. And I know, I'm just going to have to check my email better. And I know that there was probably an invitation in there somewhere, and I just missed it. Hey, you guys, take it easy. Have a good birthday. And I also wanted to say that I have heard that when Gordon has his dinner parties, he eats the butter knives so that his guests won't get too much butter. You have a good one. Talk to you later on. N5XCX, back to Ned.
N5XCX, NO70. Well, thank you, Woody. And we appreciate your being here also for this celebration of South Car's birthday and Gordon's as well. Your voice also is very well known to me as a recent South Car's person, and I've come to look forward to hearing from high atop Mount Dora, even given the propagation delay into VOIP. Okay. All right. I am hoping that VK2DY, although he's not officially checked in, I'm going to follow Fred K2HA's example and see if I can
roll up my lasso here, twirled it around, send it across the ocean down to Australia, hook Robert with it, and get him close to the microphone enough to say hello. VK2DY, NO70, are you there? Over.
Yeah, hi, this is VK2DY. I actually just popped up because I switched from Wi-Fi to mobile cellular network, and that forced a reset of the whole system, and so I popped up on the top. But as long as you called on me, I can't resist wishing a happy birthday to Gordon and to South Cars, and I'm very much a newcomer to the club here, but I've appreciated all the questions, all of Gordon's questions on Australia and on lizards and on everything else that has really got me thinking about where I'm living and what I'm doing. I really appreciate all of that, and just to wish him a happy birthday. If he were down here, I'd get him a pavlova, which I'm sure he'd love. But anyway, thank you again, VK2DY, back to net.
VK2DY, NO7. Well, thank you, Robert. It's so pleasant to have you here as well. All right, let me ask if there are any more check-ins. And I want to apologize to anyone who I may have missed or whose email may have been lost or misplaced along the way or whatever may have happened. It was not intentional, absolutely not intentional. It's been quite a response to the birthday of South Cars and Gordon's 80th birthday. Are there any other stations who would like to check in? Now definitely is the time to put your call on the list. Any other stations who wish to check in for this TIN roast of South Cars and Gordon, please call NO70. Looking for check-ins. Over.
Yeah, I got something to say, RFJ.
Okay, Chief 34, RFJ, NO70, and also, everyone on the net, don't go away yet, because we're not done with Gordon yet. You may think so, but his reach extends far beyond even ham radio, and I think that you might find some of this top secret information about Gordon, given your friendship with him as well. So, Chief, glad you have some more information, and thank you again for backup. W4, RFJ, over to you, NO70.
Yeah, I just want to make sure that the net understands that Gordon's probably sitting there in his roast-proof, you know, shielded, you know, stuff that he showed pictures of this past week, but he's probably sitting there chowing down on a huge, probably on his third piece of chocolate cake and maybe his fourth helping of ice cream, and he's using the net as an excuse to be able to do it. And I'm gaining weight just thinking about it, so I'm a little upset here. So back over to you, George. W4RFJ, turn it back to NO70.
W4RFJ and the South Cars TIN roast of South Cars and Gordon, NO70. Well, we are going to be giving Gordon a chance to reply and respond in between mouthfuls of chocolate cake and whatever steak you may have marinated tonight while listening in just a few minutes here. So, Gordon, you're not quite off the hook yet. We've got a few more to cast over the edge of the boat here. Okay. All right. Gordon, we also have some non-amateur operator congratulations to South Cars and Gordon. Now, South Cars net and all those assembled, we know that and have heard that Gordon means a lot to all of us who enjoy the unique opportunity of this hobby, even with its high cost of electronic theory for some of those assembled, Morse code, and in the hobby of ham radio. What is not so apparent sometimes is the impact that Gordon has on those who visit the website or who happen to hear his very approachable voice and demeanor and personality and have some curiosity and questions. And I happen to know of a few of those here,
because I've had the good opportunity to have Gordon on the line when there's been a lot of goings on in the NO70 shack here, which means that there have been people who have gone to look at South Car's website for information. They may not have gotten their license, but they know Gordon. Let me reset the link here. Now, Gordon, I should let you know that you may not know all of these people. Some of them you do, some you do not. There are going to be three that you're going to hear audio traffic from in informal traffic in a few minutes, names will be made available during the playing of that recording. So stand by for incoming fire, Gordon. All right. From the non-amateur operator, third-party traffic congratulations have been extended to Gordon and South Cars for his 80th birthday and for South Cars' anniversary from Trudy, the Monday morning South Cars housekeeper who phones in her housekeeping work into South Cars headquarters from here in Maryland. Also from Mary Wolford, next-door neighbor to NO70, who has permission for Chief's wake-up call, and also from Craig Bass of Oregon, a fellow HAARP enthusiast. That's HAARP, not the heavenly HAARP, lest Gordon become too worried tonight. Let me reset. Now, Gordon, we have three informal pieces of traffic for your birthday in the form of audio greetings. Two of them are names you may not know. However, they have all seen the South Cars website and are familiar with South Cars' contributions to the public welfare. They are familiar with the contributions of the distinguished board members of South Cars at DOIP and South Cars members, because I told them about them, and of course your many contributions to South Cars. So Gordon, please stand by for back-to-back three very short but heartfelt informal pieces of traffic for your birthday from people, two of whose names you may not even know. Please stand by. This is NO70.
Hi, Gordon. This is Mary. Just one of George's neighbors. Just wanted to say I hope you're having a wonderful day and happy birthday. I know what it is to reach 80 because I reached 80 in November, and it's great. So I don't feel any different. So have a happy birthday, and I'm wishing you the best. Bye.
Happy 80th birthday, Gordon, for Dorian and Building Maintenance. Hope you enjoy your day.
Mr. Gordon, this is Fishing. I wish you a happy birthday, and I pray for you that the Lord will give you long life and prosperity. Thank you, bye-bye.
So, South Cars TIN, this is NO70. Those three birthday wishes were extended from Mary, my next-door neighbor, who is awakened by Chief's wake-up call as well, from Dorian, who is in building maintenance. Now, you may not be familiar with the fact that South Car's virtual living room requires maintenance, and the South Car's underwater wayfowl vault and the backyard where this roast is being held. There's a lot of virtual real estate associated with South Car's, and Dorian, being in built-in maintenance, became aware of it, and that's why he wanted to say hello to you. And also Patience, who is from Nigeria and has become familiar with South Cars, mostly because of being around the NO70 shack, and knows your name and wanted to be sure and wish you congratulations to Gordon as well and South Cars on the anniversary. So those are some non-amateur operator congratulations. And yes, Gordon's influence does go that far out, and South Car's influence, and by extension, Kathy and all those associated with South Car's, the influence goes far and wide. Let me reset the link here, please. So at this point in time, let me ask again, this is last call. I want to make sure we're not missing anyone because I still see calls that I think might be out there of interest, but I don't want to put anyone on the spot. So we're going to invite a last round of check-ins and then go over to Gordon. Stay tuned because here we're going to hear Gordon's thoughts after we have lit this huge bonfire that can be seen all the way throughout the South Cars property here as well. So please stand by, Gordon. All right, any other stations who wish to check in to this South Cars TIN celebration and roast of South Cars' ninth year and Gordon's 80th birthday? Any other stations to check in? This is the time. Please call NO70. Over to you.
RFJ.
That recognizes W4RFJ. Thank you again, Chief. Over to you, NO70.
Yeah, I had one other question I forgot to ask, you know, and this saying is Gordon's coming up pretty soon. It'll be fresh in his mind. How many Tigers does he hang out with anyway? I'm just kind of curious. Anyway, I bet you it's in the billions. Back to net, W4RFJ.
W4RFJ, NO70. Yes, that is a good question. Inquiring minds want to know. Gordon, how many Tigers do you hang out with? And how hard have we pulled your tail tonight? And happy birthday to you and the South Cars. And I want to thank you for all the embering that you have done to so many people, present company included. And how much have we embarrassed you tonight? KY6V, over to you, sir, NO70.
Well, thank you very much, George. And thank you to everybody. It's just been a wonderful evening for me. It really brightened my heart, and I've heard some folks that I haven't had the pleasure of hearing for some time now, as we all sort of drift in different directions, so... Thank you, thank you, thank you, everybody. To answer your question, Roger, I really lost count on the Tigers, but I will say something that might be apropos in the fact that the circus is now going out of business. It's closing down after 150-some-odd years. And I'm turning 80 at the same time, so I guess there goes the Tigers. George, I want to thank you for pulling this together. I will tell you that when you first came up with the idea, I was very pro for promoting the South Cars birthday. Now, on mine, I tried to stop having birthdays a long time ago, but it sometimes works and sometimes doesn't. When you entertained the thought of a roast, I thought to myself, well, why not? I can prepare myself with the proper armament and so on. Let me buy a nickel. And then I got watching our congressional people running confirmation inquiries with what's going on in Washington, D.C. right now, and that really, at times, got down and dirty, almost. And I thought, well, you know, if they can do it, South Cars can do it, and I don't know if I want to be a part of it. And I was kidding you about that here a while back, if you recall, George. Let me simply say, it's been a grand ride. I find that this time of age, of evolution, or whatever you want to call it, the point that I am in the aging process, is very interesting. You know, a lot of things start to happen, but they happen a little subtly. Like, all of a sudden, you measure your height, and you find out you're an inch shorter than you used to be. And then you look at your belt size and you find out the midsection has grown. So maybe that's the compression factor between losing the height and the, you know, how the body bulges. I don't know. And then your hair starts to recede. I could probably go on and on, but you get the picture. George, thank you. Everybody, thank you. It's been grand. We've got the whole recording here on four machines, and out of one of these machines, I'll be able to post to the website and give me a chance to listen to it again. NO70KY6V. Go ahead, George, and thank you.
KY6V and the South Cars TIN, Roast of South Cars, and Gordon's 80th birthday. This is NO70. Well, you know, and Gordon, lest you be too afraid, now that we have hit this magic mark of celebrating your 80th and South Cars 9th to 10th, you may be very pleased to hear that I shall now be shutting down the NO70 recording vault, so you will have nothing to fear now. And I know I've got a lot of egg on my face for this, but I cannot imagine having missed this for the world, especially hearing all of your friends that have been here to contribute. All right, so let me just give one last call for check-ins. Chief, I'm coming to you for you to announce the upcoming schedules, net schedules, and so forth, so you might pull those up and be ready. Are there any other stations that I have missed somehow who would like to come in and celebrate with this occasion of 80th and 10th birthdays? Any other stations to check in? This is the time to call in. Please call now. This is NO70. Over.
Recheck, GYF.
GYF, K0GYF, thank you for your recheck. Please come aboard. Over to you, sir, NO70.
Yeah, just having some fun here, making sure All-Star, sorry for the feedback, All-Star 27404 is still working on my computer. Isn't it grand? That's another great memory. Thank you, Gordon. This has been a wonderful journey. KY6V and George, the group, KA0GYF Fort Myers via All-Star.
KA0GYF NO70. Thank you for that demonstration of the power of South Cars to give us a place to experiment and enjoy our hobby, and what South Cars means for that as well. So thank you. That's a what better note to have this toward the end of this. All right. Any other stations who would like to do a recheck, a check-in, or any further comments, please call NO70. Over.
Lima Charlie Bravo, recheck.
KW4LCD, NO70. Well, sure, I'm glad you came back with a recheck so we can hear the rest of that thought here as well. And I'm trying to do my best to hide that purple crystal so that it doesn't see you, George. KW4LCD, over to you, NO70.
Well, thank you, sir. Maybe I'll watch this text and maybe you just tell me to shut up there. But you know, in due time, so I don't get it again there. Well, like I said earlier, it's good I see this call out list and see so many calls with so many memories. You know, I want to kind of let you know how things got started there, as Doug mentioned, you know, the repeater, and we soon learned that we'd get a other station out and have satellite stations, you know, and people can connect to one another, like Paul was able to connect to Echolink, which the repeater at the time you know, was connected into the 045 repeater, and it was a way for old friends to connect with one another, and the repeater, let me hold it, and the repeater served the local area. We covered all the way from Daytona Beach all the way up into Orlando, up into Central Florida, and all up into the skirts of Disney. Not that we couldn't go further, but we would infringe in you know, areas that we didn't need to be in, you know. So but it was one heck of a way, and Gordon started talking to some of the FH side of it. Well, Southcars started talking to Southcars people. Let me stop it here a moment. Yeah, okay. After he went through all the legalities, hoops, you know, Gordon is like Mr. Clean, or you know, you can't beat intensified tide. You know, he's going to make sure he's got all them T's crossed and them I's dotted there. So he scoped all that out. You know, a whole lot of work involved there. But, you know, I don't know if the group here was you know, it was a proven factor. He was proving it, that we could all stay connected together and through Echolink, and then had to try to sell the HS side, you know. Hey, you know, this is part of ham radio, you know. Any way that you can get in touch with emergency facility, someone through the airways, no matter how it is, digital, otherwise, any kind of work, to send help to someone in need, you know, you can't compare. You know, there's no comparison in the ham radio for the brotherhood and goodwill to all. You know, any form that you take to help someone, you know, Gordon's been there, so what can I say? My hat's off to you, Gordon. You know we love you. KW4 Lima, Charlie Bravo.
KW4 LCD and the Southcars symbol dabbling here in 070. Well, George, I think saying that we do love Gordon is just about putting it in a nutshell for everything tonight. That is so true. All right, let me ask for any other rechecks, other thoughts, any other new check-ins. Let me in. Please call in 070. Over to you.
RFJ recheck.
W4RFJ, thank you for your recheck. In 070, over to you.
Okay, well, listen, I put a lot of effort into that wake-up call. I think about 5 minutes. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to put it on a certificate kind of background and send it down to our shipmate down there in Port St. Lucie. And if he wants to make it available to everybody, I'd be glad for him to post it on the website. But I was sad to find out that Miss Kathy missed it. I'm wondering if we need to, you know, do this with a wake-up call to break out of the net. What do you think, Gordon? I mean, George, you're running the show.
Chief, I think that's a very good idea. I would like very much. I could stand a wake-up call because I have another paragraph to read after that, and you have a net schedule announcement so that people can then enjoy even more of Southcars after this ends tonight. So let's proceed with another evening wake-up call so we can get through the next 5 minutes of net here, and that is a very good idea. W4RFJ for another replay of the evening wake-up call. Also, on behalf of our net manager, Kathy K6SUN, and all of us who are getting low on the cup of virtual South Cars coffee, please proceed with wake-up call and the necessary permissions. W4RFJ, over to you, and I'll 7-0.
Okay, George, break with you, sir. KY6V, Captain, the officer deck reports the passing hour of wake-up call, but requests a resend. All chronometers, again, have been wound and compared. Requests permission to sound wake-up call as a closing.
Very good, Chief. KY6V here. Well, let me say that the timing is just great. Kathy's got a wake-up call that she's got to muster on at 4:30 tomorrow morning. So she just retired moments ago, and when I heard the comment come out of you, I said, okay, you got a couple of minutes before you can go to sleep. Permission granted, Chief, and thank you. KY6V, over.
Okay, Gordon, or Captain, you got it. I'll keep the Hello South Cars down a little bit so that we don't wake up the really heavy-duty sleepers. Hello South Cars! It's time to rise and make no mistake. Caffeine is required for this debate. The man of the hour, our well-known captain, is here to be roasted, so let's make it happen. His deep thoughts transcend us. He makes no mistakes, especially when ant speed and lizards relate. So pull up a chair and put on a smile. Join us to roast KY6V for a while. My hat's off to you, Captain. W4RFJ.
W4RFJ and R7O. Well, thank you. We sure needed that additional wake-up call here to get through the next 4 or 5 minutes here. So let me ask for any other new check-ins, rechecks, any other thoughts for the South Cars TIN celebration of Gordon's 80th birthday upcoming and the recently passed South Cars birthday. Any other check-ins, we'd love to hear from you, and now's the time. Please call NO70. Over.
NO70, this is KM4YZP. First time checking in here. Happy birthday, or happy 80th birthday to the captain. I'm not familiar with the net here, but just happened to stumble upon it, so hopefully I'm welcome. My name's Herb, located in Tampa, Florida. Back over to Net Control.
KM4YZP. Herb, I believe you said. This is NO70. My name is George. I'm located in Nottingham, Maryland. Thank you so much. You're more than welcome. As a matter of fact, you're so welcome. South Cars always, on anyone's first check-in, offers and extends a handshake of friendship, an invitation for a free membership to make sure that you are on the mailing list, and also that your birthday is acknowledged as well. So in keeping with that South Cars time-honored tradition and camaraderie as ham operators, let me say welcome to you, Irv. Thank you so much for being here. You're in Florida. You're right next door to South Cars K6SUN KY6V headquarters. And, Herb, all we need is your email address. If it's good on QRZ.com, we can get it from that. And we need just the month and day of your birthday, not the year. We don't want to know that, just the month and day. And with that, you will get more information about us and get to learn some more. And we would love to count you in and have you come join us on the nets that you will receive in an email from Kathy K6SUN, and also that you're about to hear the schedule from W4RFJ. So, Herb, may I count the privilege on this occasion of adding you to the South Cars membership list? I would love to have the privilege. KM4YZP, NO70, over.
NO70, this is KM4YZP. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. I wasn't expecting such a warm welcome, but that's great. I appreciate that, sir. I'm a relatively new ham, only about coming up on 3 months old as a technician. So, yes, my email address is correct on QRZ, so feel free. And I can provide any other information you need by email if necessary. So thank you again to everyone, and sorry I'm late. I just happened to stumble on you guys here, so always looking for Ness to join. So back over net control from KM4YZP.
KM4YZP and R70. Well, it's our privilege to count you as the newest South Cars member. Irv, thank you. And yes, you may expect an email from Kathy, K6SUN, and VIP South Cars that you can respond to and provide the other information needed on the email instead of on the open here. That will get you on the list for the email updates. And I would love to hear your voice again, as others here as well would. I think we're very privileged because you have just provided her for us tonight, a perfect example of what South Cars is about. Thank you for saying that we are a welcoming group. That is music to this group's ears. So thank you. So break with you, KM4YZP NO70, break with you. And this is NO70. We are at, let me call one more time. I want to make sure I'm not leaving anyone out. I have to wait to make sure there's no response at all to my invitation for any check-ins. Any other check-ins, rechecks, additional thoughts, I want to make sure no one is left out. This is the time to call for any rechecks or check-ins. Please call NO70. Over.
FJE, recheck.
W4FJE, thank you for coming back. Over to you, NO70.
Yeah, thank you, George. I just wanted to say a good show tonight, and let me turn the volume down on this laptop. Hold on. Echo drives me nuts. I didn't turn down enough. I still hear me loud and clear. But anyway, this gives me a new appreciation for South Cars, because some time ago I put the app on my phone, and I've never used it until tonight, and it worked beautifully. And congratulations to Gordon, of course, for the big I'm only a couple of years behind you, Gordon. I'll be talking to you then. So 7-3, everybody, and we're gonna sign clear. W4FJE.
W4FJE and O70. Thank you so much for that perfect thought as well. Really appreciate your being here tonight, especially with the contributions that you have been kind enough to make over the years. Let me call again. Any other thoughts, comments, rechecks, any other check-ins, or other paragraphs that you would like to say, please call NO70. Over. There you go. Well, nothing heard. Let me again say congratulations to Herb on his new license. Congratulations. I think you said 3 months. Fantastic. Let me say thank you to all of you who have been so patient with waiting for turns tonight to express your wishes. Without your presence, then, of course, what would we have? But what we do have is this South Cars camaraderie, and it is fantastic. So thank you to one and all for all of your participation and wishes. So that's all I have from the janitorial closet here at South Cars. Happy birthday, South Cars. Happy South Cars birthday to all of its board of directors, to all of its members, new and old, and to all of our guests and new members. And I want to wish all of you a happy birthday for whenever your next birthday comes as well. This has been South Cars, the South Coast Amateur Radio Society, TIN, CUSO roast and celebration of South Cars' birthday and Gordon's birthday as well. Chief, W4RFJ, since we have such a good group, are you prepared to run down the net schedule for this coming Saturday and Sunday? If not, I know I'm putting you on the spot. I'll be happy to do it. But I want to make sure that, hey, you've been so helpful to me tonight.
let me see if you're prepared for that. W4RFJ, NO70, over to you.
NO70, this is W4RFJ. I are prepared. I mean, I am prepared. If you want, I'll take her away.
Chief, yes, please do. Thank you. I will leave it to you for announcing the net schedule and for, one thought does occur. I need to acknowledge, and I need to check back. First, I want to acknowledge Gary, KC2RMO, who opened up this net tonight. And I want to see if he's so polite. Gary, KC2RMO, would you just come in and say hello, because the people that came in late may not have heard your voice when you opened the net. So I just want to say hello to you, and then we're going to go back to Chief. So KC2RMO, are you anywhere close to your microphone so you can say hello to all those assembled at the end of the net that you call tonight? KC2RMO, NO70. All right, I thought he might have gone on vacation for his being there. With that, Chief, it is all yours for the net schedule. Thank you for helping me. As you can hear, my voice is giving out, it's time, and yours almost is as well. So, and thank you to everyone. Keep those coffee cups filled for the next nets. Come back and visit and join us in the South Cars conferences. W4RFJ, thank you, sir, and over to you, NO70.
Okay, fantastic. NO70, this is W4RFJ, and I just want to add, Gordon, put away the cake and ice cream. I'm gaining too much weight just thinking about it. I want to tip my hat to Herb. Congratulations on getting your ticket. And I guarantee, even if you jump in here and listen in, you'll get pulled in. It's just a great group of people. I consider South Cars an extension of my family. And anyway, we have two nets coming up Saturday morning, the AM Connection at 0800 Eastern Time, and, of course, the SSIN, which is the South Cars Saturday Intercontinental Net. Now, both nets are open to the world. Worldwide attendance, whoever wants to join us is welcome to join us. Of course, got to have a license and be able to operate the radio, but anyway, we are here. The SSIN starts at noon Eastern Time, so you might have to adjust your clocks accordingly. We're at the conclusion of the net, so I've already talked about Saturday's schedule. Oh, and we don't want to forget, Saturday and Sunday nights at 7 p.m., we have the Rag Chew, which is usually hosted by K2HA, our friend Fred, and we Thursday of every month we have our TIN, which is this net, but this net was basically set aside to celebrate VoIP South Car's birthday, and of course KY6V's 41st celebration of 39 years. Closing the net, this has been South Cars, a South Coast amateur radio service. VoIP net schedules and general information may be found on the voip.southcars.com website. Your net control this evening was NO70, along with KC2RMO, and of course I was the backup, W4RFJ. I'd like to pass along 73, and at this time close this VOIP session. Thank you very, very much, everybody's participation, and most of all, happy birthday, South Cars. Happy birthday, Gordon. We now return the net to normal amateur radio use. Well, maybe abnormal. Anyway, this is W4RFJ, signing clear.
Da-di-da-di-da, da-di-da-di-da, da-di-da-di-da. What do you hear over the air? CQ serenade. So you don't know just what it means. Dust your shoes off, shake out your jeans, get on your feet, jump to the beat of CQ Serenade.